Live.
We're live. So on the record, I want to say it, but I'm not going to say it again because it'd be corny if I said it one more time.
Again.
No, it's Come shitty. This is like the second time we did this.
I don't want to hear your radio voice say,
no.
Listening live.
Julie Rose thought I had a good radio voice.
You have an awesome radio voice.
Wow.
Say, thanks for calling in, caller.
Thanks for calling. I don't think we've ever done anything like that. I should do a calling thing.
You should.
I should. But more importantly, let's talk about Julia Rose.
What's my favorite topic?
Is it really though?
No.
No. What is your favorite topic? Like, do you have a favorite
food?
Food.
I love food. But I don't want to talk about it. I'd rather eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damn. Shabazz is not an eating podcast.
Oh, shit.
But we just like mukbang
just
food.
Eat?
ASMR.
Yes. You'd have a lot more guests.
Probably true. Yeah. Especially if I could cook.
Oh.
Are you good at cooking?
Yeah, but not like healthy. Like, I grew up in the South, so I'm really good at cooking like really unhealthy food, which is bad.
You grew up in the South?
Yes.
Where's your accent?
What accent? It only comes out when I say y'all or Menez. Everyone makes fun of me for saying Menez.
Wait, this okay, well, the South. What like what do you classify as the South?
Texas, part of, Louisiana.
Oh, so which one was it?
It was cut. Like, I grew up in Louisiana, and then when I got to like middle schoolish, high schoolish, I moved to Texas. It was like literally split. And I did Texas college and
so you were born in Louisiana?
Yes. Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Fort Polk, Louisiana.
On an army base.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
So your family was in the military or your dad?
Dad.
Is your dad still in the military?
He just retired. He still does like military work though.
Does your dad know what you do on the internet? Of
yes.
course, right?
I didn't meet my real dad till I was 13. It's a long, yeah, don't even.
Whoa.
It'll be a whole nother podcast about my
No, this is perfect. This is, I didn't know. So wait, you didn't meet your real dad till you were 13?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting to this quick. So who was your dad before you were 13?
So I was adopted, like my mom remarried when I was really young, like 6, and he legally adopted me and changed my last name and
to Rose.
No, I'm not saying my last name, I hate it. Legally I just got my name legally changed to Julie Rose. So my legal name right now is Julie Rose, but it wasn't before.
What was it?
No.
Just say
no.
it. It's not like it's like
No, I'm not saying it. I
come on,
it.
Give us that.
No.
Come on, give us that information. No.
No,
what is it? Is it long? Is it like hard to spell?
No, it's just I got made fun of it for middle school, so I don't
We're
like
not gonna make fun of
no,
it.
No, not saying it. Okay, so
Julia.
I was adopted.
All right.
Had a different last name and grew up like I didn't look like my family at all. Like my mom's blonde with blue eye, green eyes, and he was blonde with like green eyes, and my two like half siblings were blonde. So I was always like, I don't look
What the fuck?
What? Like,
it's
I
so
didn't,
random.
Yeah, I didn't look like anyone. Like, I have, like, my hair's naturally, like, black. So I was like, I don't look like anyone. So I didn't understand why. And my grandma ended up telling me that I had a different dad. And no one else really wanted to tell me.
What age were you when you found out that you had a different dad then?
13.
Okay.
So then it, like, ended up being a chain reaction. My cousin was dating someone in the army who was under his command.
Wait, so you didn't know this whole time when you were growing up that your dad at the time wasn't your actual dad?
No.
Oh, shit. That's
yeah.
intense.
Yeah, it was really intense. But, so I found him and, like, ended up, like, reconnecting and stuff. But it's tough, you know? It's, like, they're both my dads are, like, super, super strict. And both of them aren't, I wouldn't say, like, completely supportive of what I do.
They're both strict.
Oh, they're so, like, in high school, and maybe that's why I'm, like, a fucking nutcase right now, because in high school, like, I wasn't allowed to wear, like, shorts. I wasn't allowed, like, if I raised my hands and my stomach showed, my dad would cut up my shirt. Like, I wasn't allowed to wear it. I wasn't allowed to, like, go to sleepovers. I wasn't allowed to date. I wasn't allowed to wear a bikini until I was, like, in college.
So you think that's why you are the way you are now?
No, I think it was just like when I was little, like I had an instinct to just be free. Like I'd want to run like in the sprinklers, they'd have like all of it going, and I was like, why do all the boys get to run around, you know, without a shirt in the sprinklers, but the girls have to wear clothes? And I'd get really mad. So I think I've always had it in me to like question it, but I think when you're forced to like go with like these standards and boundaries, and then like you really just want to rebel, and like I think that's what it came down to.
It's so interesting, like doing what you're not supposed to.
I mean, it's not like you're not supposed to, because I do genuinely feel like we're supposed to, like, but in the South, you grow up with such, like, especially, like, you know, you go to church 24/7, and
you grew up going to church.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still even go to church now. Like, it's not, I don't think, like, it has anything to do with church. It's just a mindset. Like, in the South, they have a certain mindset, not everyone, but a lot of the people, especially in small towns where I grew up, that, like, women have to be super conservative. You know, you marry your husband, you stay with your husband, your body's for your husband, and stuff like that, which is, like, I somewhat agree with, like, I'm not just, like, you know, your body, but I feel like your body's your body, and you should be able to do with it what you want.
What got you started into thinking about the, like, what fascinates you about the female body in particular?
I just feel like women don't get enough, like, it's not even, like, credit for, like, their body. Like, I feel like a woman's body holds so much, like, power. You know, some people are taught to hide it, and, like, and again, like modesty empowers some, nudity empowers some. Like, I'll never say, like, oh, women should run around being topless if that's not what they want to do. But I think with a woman's body, I just feel like it's such a piece of art to me. Like, I don't know. It's just like in Italy and France, you know, women walk around topless and it's not a problem at all. So, like, why in the U.S.?
Is that true?
Yes. There's so many topless people. He's like, I'm buying a ticket right now to Italy.
Where is this going on at? I've been to Italy. I didn't see that.
Yes. There's so many. Like, there's like families that literally, like, the mom's topless, the grandma's topless. Like, there's so many topless beaches everywhere.
And it's so just, you're talking about beaches. You're talking about topless beaches, not just walking around topless.
Yeah, I mean, you were not going to go to the grocery store topless, but okay. I'm saying, like, it is, I'd say, more, like, normal there. Like, I don't think a topless woman is like, oh, my God, she's topless there. It's more of, like, it's okay. It's like, why would you freak out about a woman being topless?
Yeah, interesting. So you do something, obviously, in an industry that, would you consider it, and I don't want to jump right into it, but what? I asked you this question before. Like, cause I've done podcasts in the past and I've talked about, like, OnlyFans, and I've talked about, like, that line of, cause OnlyFans was really originally made for people just to, like, connect with their fans on a more, like, not explicit. It's become explicit, but originally just, like, content that only the fans would see.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of seen as, like, when you think of OnlyFans, what do you think of?
I think of girls posting what they can't post on Instagram.
You don't think of porn? Cause I think, Steve, what do you think of when you think of OnlyFans?
But again, I don't.
What do you think of? Yeah, porn.
Okay, but I don't have.
I'm not. No, look, I'm not. No, at all attacking.
I don't have an OnlyFans. Like, I've never bought a girl's OnlyFans account. So I honestly can't say what I think is there. I've never, like, been like, oh, I'm gonna check out her OnlyFans and see porn. I just think girls are posting obviously what they can't post on Instagram. They don't want to be on Pornhub, so they post it on OnlyFans and make money off of it. That's what I think.
Right. So you do obviously something still a little different. You do this, like, it reminds me of, and we talked about this in the past, like Playboy.
Yeah. I mean, that was the end goal. So it all started. I actually got casted for Playboy.
Tell them what it is. If they don't know what it is yet, she does something. It's called Shag Mag.
Shag Mag.
It's an online magazine.
It's my little baby. Yeah. It's a digital magazine basically for the millennial man. We're basically trying to replace the bunny. We're the new Playboy.
Damn, you need a dope logo then. It's just Shag Mag.
Okay, so we're working on a logo.
You need a dope logo.
I know. It's in the mix. If you know anyone, send them my way.
No, I do.
I
know some people.
We do need a dope logo. I know what I want. It's just in the, like, works of, like, finalizing it. But it is, I always laugh because my favorite comment ever is people will sign on and say we're Playboy's better looking sister. And I love that.
Better looking sister?
Yeah. It's like, because we are, like, close to Playboy, but we're trying to innovate everything that they, like, the old school Playboy.
But Playboy did top and bottom. You guys do top and bottom?
Sometimes. We'll do more, like, implied bottom. Like, there are some models that are more comfortable, obviously, with being full nude and really love it. Some models just want to do topless, and I'm never going to be, like, push a model to, you know, her boundaries. I'm always like, whatever you feel comfortable with, let's do it. And I kind of go along with it.
How did you, like, start doing this? Because you seem very smart to me. Like, I don't
like you.
No, I mean this because, like, I've like, why were you like, okay, I'm gonna do this? Did someone give you the idea? Did someone tell you should do it? Like,
no. So it all started, like I said, I was casted for Playboy last year. They wanted me in their December issue, and I got to go to the headquarters up in Beverly Hills and met with, I believe it was their art director and their casting director, and they kind of sat down and told me, you know, the angle Playboy was going for and that they wanted, you know, a more female audience. And I just kind of left, like, not being excited. Like, I just feel like I would always sneak, like, Playboys when I was, like, in middle school and stuff, and we'd go to friends' houses and look at them and look at the models, and just, like, it had such a cool vintage feel to it. And I was flipping through the Playboy there, and I was just like, it didn't feel like Playboy. Like, it didn't feel exciting. It didn't feel like, ooh, this is going to be a really cool opportunity. So I left, and then I did some research, found out, you know, Maxim was no longer featuring women, and Sports Illustrated was kind of, I got casted for Sports Illustrated too, and was kind of going the more, I was actually told I should eat more after leaving Sports Illustrated. It was a terrible experience.
Eat more?
Yeah, it was basically like, you need to put some, like, they wanted more curves and, like, wanted me to be curvier and stuff. But, like, again, just didn't have a great experience.
Did someone really tell you you should eat more?
Yes.
That's funny. Like those words.
Yes. Like that I should, like, they're like, basically, what are you going to go do after this? I was like, oh, I'm probably, because you work out, like, you know, you train before going for a casting like that. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to go get a burger and milkshake. And they're like, yeah, you should probably definitely eat more. And I was like, okay.
Interesting.
I mean, they want curvier people, which is fine. Again, but it wasn't an experience I was like pumped about. Like, so I was like, why don't, there's not really a platform right now that, you know, you have Instagram, you have all these beautiful influencers, and then you kind of have Pornhub, but there's not really like something in the between where guys can go, where they can get sex advice from women, where they can see these influencers that, you know, they see on Instagram, but in a different type of way. And so I was like,
with less clothes on.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, listen, I'm not like, this is interesting. I just like you were like, okay, I'm going to make, like, you found that you saw that that was something that was needed.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to make this. And then it started with just you.
Yeah. The first issue is just me. Like, obviously you want to test the platform. You want to test the audience. You want to see, like, with so much content being pushed out, is this something people are going to want? You know, are men going to actually like want to read this and want to look at it? So, I launched last March was the first issue. March.
What's exactly in it?
So in it right now is it's always one model is featured. And then we have a sex article, a dating article, a Q&A where, you know, users can write into me and I'll answer their questions in the magazine. And then we always write about sports too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you feature like people, because she was supposed to feature me and I fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up, Bradley. I did. Why am I here right now?
I did. Okay, Steve, it's funny. Me and Steve, we were giving you shit earlier because you were supposed to be here yesterday and then you like rescheduled. And then I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, oh, yeah, I fucked up a few times.
What if I just would have done that to you? Just bailed.
Well, you did bailing. The first time.
Okay, but then I literally yesterday. We're not getting into
she
this.
She tried to bail today. She was like, I'm sick.
I am.
Yeah, I think she's feeling better, though. So you did this. You started. It was just you. You have other girls involved in this now.
Yeah, I mean, so we're basically, like, obviously, I have girls working under me and stuff like that, and we do castings, and we have girls come in to do, like, the monthly feature. We'll always have a girl that's in the month, like, a monthly magazine, but it's just cool because I feel like in the industry, it's led so much by men. Like, there's men managers, and, like, even myself, like, I've had to deal with male manager and male agent, and, like...
Even with the girls that you're talking to.
We've even worked directly with girls that are signed under male, like, managers and agents that, like, they're just there are terrible male and, like, male photographers. Like, it's just a male-led industry right now. And I feel like not all of them, but a lot of them will take advantage of seeing a girl comfortable shooting this kind of content and take advantage of it and leak content or make money off of it. And just kind of, it was just a really shady industry. And I've dealt with it on both sides. I've dealt with it as a model and I've dealt with it on this end of, like, casting girls and hearing their story. So Shag Mag to me is like, yeah, it's a digital magazine and we're doing all that, but it's also a platform where women can come and feel empowered and feel taken care of and comfortable and that they're kind of in charge of the content.
Right. That's dope. So I met you actually. This was so crazy. I didn't know who you were at all when I first met you. I don't know how many, did you have a ton of followers on Instagram at the time?
Not over that a million. Means yeah. You I did. Mean, yeah, we were up
so
there.
So I went to some party because my buddy, I can probably just say it. I mean, I don't think Mike cares, right?
I love Mike. Why do you care?
No, Mike doesn't care. So Mike is dating some other girl that you were working with. And he was like, you want to come to this party? I was like, yeah, okay. And then you guys were like shooting this whole thing. and I showed up and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I know, no, Bradley, I was carrying in. I had 8 pizzas in my hand. And you were like on the phone outside talking to someone. And I was like, hey, Mr. Muscles, do you think you can help me out? And all you did was kick the door open so I could walk through. Do you not remember that?
No.
And I
no.
was like,
I was on the phone.
I was carrying all of these pizzas. And I was like, okay, thanks.
Wait, you said that?
Yes.
Oh, I feel bad. I'm sorry.
No, don't feel bad. And then we were trying to get you to pop a confetti can. And you're like, no,
yeah,
I'm not,
they
fucking,
wanted me, they
I'm
wanted,
not fucking popping their confetti can.
They wanted me in some video. I was like, what is this video
for? We
didn't
want you in the video. We just wanted you to pop the confetti.
Listen, I didn't know what was going on. I literally pulled up and was like, what's happening in here? And you guys, because you guys were like shooting like a promo thing for the Shag Mag.
We're shooting, so it's the YouTube the intro. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so fun though.
I know, and it turned out really good.
There's topless girls just running around the house, and you're like, oh, I don't want to be in this video.
I didn't know what it was going on. I was like, I don't know where this is being used.
Yeah, no, true.
I was just very like, you know, normally if like, I didn't know I was coming for that. I knew like Mike was like, come to this party thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was actually happening. I just showed up and it was like, what's going on? People are like, filming this shit. These girls are like topless.
He's like, I don't know what I just walked into.
I mean, it was dope. But I'm saying is like, I was super like, I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
Yeah.
So then I'm on the phone. Yeah. Doing other shit. Anyways, I met you and then you weren't really in like the whole like I feel like you weren't in the social media scene at that time.
I wasn't at all. I tried staying as out of it as I could, just because I know you just don't know who you can trust out here. You know, like,
yeah,
coming from the South, you know, it's a very just community. It's like, you don't ask people, oh, what do? You ask people, how are you? You know, it's just like, so coming out here, that was kind of my mindset, to just kind of stay out of it and like do my own thing for a little bit and feel it out. So I was trying to stay out of it as long as possible.
Yeah. But you're in it now.
I'm in it.
Now you're in it. You're in it head to toe. Damn.
But it's so fun. Many like questions. It is so fun though. Like it is, there are moments of like bonding with more industry people that kind of get like the ups and downs that normal people, like other people wouldn't get. So like, it's fun, but it's a shit show.
We bonded, you and I.
Oh yeah. We bonded so hard. Bradley's one of the most genuine, like, that was the night, like, yes, we bonded. Should we talk about it?
We might as well, because they're gonna be like, what the fuck are they talking about? They bonded at night?
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's actually not what you think at all. So we were at a party, not a party, it was like kind of like a club in Miami. Was it a club or
yo, were you that fucked up?
Yeah. It was an event.
It was okay.
It was like a club event.
It was an event.
It was a club event.
Okay, listen. It was a fucking giant, like, carnival, like, what was that thing? Like, what were those called?
It was a tent, like a
giant tent. So imagine a giant tent with a club built inside.
A DJ with tables and bottle service. It's a club event.
It was a club inside a tent. It was like, was this the rainy night?
Yeah.
Super rainy.
Yeah.
In Miami. Club event.
Yeah.
YouTube or thing.
Yeah. I mean, it was a huge event. I made out with Steve's girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
She made out with Steve Will Do It's girl.
Yeah. Shout out. She's really hot.
Shout out Selena.
Really. Yeah. Shout out Selena. So I got pretty shit faced. I don't want to go into the drug. I could have been drugged, but we don't have like hardcore, like, I'm pretty sure someone put something in my drink.
You were,
But I could be, I can honestly say this, Bradley, I have never been blacked out. Like, I've been drunk and I've been blacked out for sure. I've been drunk but that's what I'm saying is, like, I know my limits and I know when to stop. Like, I've never, not even college, never went past the point of being blacked out. I would get drunk and like feel good, but never like would I would never not remember. So that's why I'm like so confused about that night, because I'm like, I would have stopped drinking. Like, I'm not the type to push myself to keep drinking. But
I think you were drugged, for sure.
I mean, even like not my legs weren't working. Anyway, so you want to take it away? I don't remember most of it.
Okay, so let me just tell you this. So this is right after you made out with Selena, by the way. So she's making out with Selena. Everyone's recording this shit. Oh, everyone's all hyped. It was cool. It was dope. It wasn't even that weird, right?
It wasn't that weird.
Well, because there was that one point when she was like, she was almost like, you made out with her like for a minute.
Great.
Awesome. We're gonna go into detail.
Keep going. No, keep going.
You made out with her where she was almost like, wait, this girl's like act like you were maybe.
She's
gonna
good kisser.
I know, but like maybe she was like, is this girl actually gonna like try to have sex with me right now? Because you were going hard. I'm just saying, she has that back and was like, what's happening? I saw
would
it in
she
her
be down?
I don't. She probably would. I don't know. So, anyways, it wasn't a problem. So that stopped. We're sitting down. You were like, at this point, you seemed kind of normal. Like, you seem somewhat normal. You seem very drunk.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. I remember being drunk, but I remember specifically getting handed one thing. But I remember being coherent. Like, I was drunk, having a good time, getting handed one thing. Another reason, like, I've stayed out of the industry, I feel like people, you kind of have a target on your back, you know? And it's like, who would have targeted you? I'm not even saying targeting me specifically, but targeting girls at the table. I mean, they knew there were so many influencer girls that, like, were there. And I just think it just lights out. Like, literally, that was it. It was so weird. Like, I was drunk.
So what's the last thing you remember, and then I'll tell you the rest.
I literally remember, I don't want to say any names because I don't.
Okay.
More towards
no
the mic.
Say the names.
No, I can't, because I don't know if he like did it or not, and I don't want to put that
so
on
wait me. So there's someone you think did it?
Yes.
You can tell me after.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Really though, you swear? You have
I
to
swear. Oh, so that, but I can't, that's the thing though, that's the only thing I remember is getting handed, but you don't even know if he did it. What if someone handed it to him?
Was
and
it
said,
water
it
bottle? Was it a water bottle?
No, it was a Jameson bottle.
Okay.
And I remember them handing it to me taking a chug. I remember Katie sitting next to me taking a chug, setting it down, and lights out. Like, I don't remember anything after that. I mean, I do have pieces. Like, it comes together. Like, I do remember sitting next to the plant with you.
Oh, my God. I've got to tell you guys about this shit.
And I do remember. This is why I feel
sitting.
Like,
I like how you said sitting.
Yeah, and we're like,
Yeah, well, I slumped.
And I do remember, like, the ambulance of, like, I could hear everything going on around me, but I couldn't, like, talk. Like, I don't know. I just couldn't make words. Yeah,
you were for sure more than blacked out. Like, you were fucking on drugs.
It was
drugs.
So bad.
So
you never want to be that girl.
So we're sitting, and this is, like, this is the crazy part, right? Everyone's starting to leave. It's, like, the end of the night at this point. And I'm telling Julie, I'm like, yo, we got to go. And she's like, no, I don't want to go. I feel really fucked up. And I'm like, okay, well, that's probably the reason why you should go. And she's, I think you were, like, embarrassed.
I was.
That maybe you were so fucked up that you didn't want to, like, go back to the because it was a van. We all went in a van with a bunch of people, right? We're all, like, all these influencers and shit all getting on the same van and going back to the hotel. And I think you, because I could tell you were, like, embarrassed about getting on because you were that fucked up.
That's, I never, Bradley, you never want to be that girl. You never want to be that drunk, sloppy girl. And for some reason, I don't know what happened that night, but I literally was like, this is not me. I felt embarrassed. And I was like, I do not want people to see me like this.
Yeah,
like,
I could tell. So then her phone, right? She has her phone. Her phone's getting blown up by, I forgot who it was. It was someone's assistant.
Yeah.
And they were blowing up the phone. They were like calling. And then you were like, I don't want to answer it. And then I was like, okay, that's weird. And but I understood why. So I was like, okay, well, let's get you some water. Like, let's try and, like, walk a little bit. So I got you some water from, obviously, a closed water bottle. So you wouldn't, you know. Because I was like,
I don't. At that point.
At this point, yeah. But at this point, I'm like, that you definitely appeared more than drunk to me. And I was starting to get somewhat worried. So I was like, okay, let's, like, try to leave. Because I, like, didn't want you to just be there and be fucked up. Because they were starting to, like, everyone's leaving. They're starting to close down.
Yeah.
So I got up and I was like, okay, she's kind of drunk. I'll be able to just, like, carry her, like, one arm around you and have you walk. And immediately we took, like, two steps and she just cut your legs.
My legs wouldn't work.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you just, like, fell. Like in a fucking, I don't even know, like, putty or something.
I literally felt. But the thing is, it was like my brain was active, but my body wasn't. It was the weirdest feeling ever. Yeah. And that's why I felt like it wasn't.
It was drugs, for sure. And so we go down the stairs. I'm like, oh, fuck, she's really bad. So then I'm like carrying you, holding you up kind of and walking you. And then you didn't want to keep going. You were like, I'm going to sit down right here. I'm going to get some water. And then you sit down by this plant. And then keep in mind, anytime I try to give you water, you like she's literally like, I want water. I'm like, okay, I go to give her water. But I think she's also worried that like, she doesn't want to keep getting drugged.
No, I think it couldn't. Like, Bradley, I'm telling you, my body didn't work.
You got water and she would just spit it out.
Because it like, felt good in my mouth. It. Like, it felt good, but I couldn't. Like, I'm telling you, it was such a bad experience.
Yeah. And so this is when it got crazy because, like, we're sitting there and I'm, like, giving you water. And then she's just, like, she's just, at this point, she's having a hard time sitting up. And you're, like, slumping over and, like, just drooling and spitting and
yeah, it was so
drink
hot.
Some more water and then it was hot. Yeah, you should have put that on the shag bag. And then we had there was like the guys start coming who are cleaning up now and they're like, is she okay? And I'm like, oh, give her a minute. Yeah, give her a minute. And then but then some more people start noticing that like you were there for a while and you weren't okay.
How long were we there?
15 minutes maybe.
Okay.
And you kept getting called. You kept getting called and I'm like, yo, and I eventually answered it and I was like, hey, I'm gonna bring her out right now. And then you were dead set on like not going with them. So
yeah, because I was embarrassed.
I know. So I got it. So, but I was like, okay, I'm trying to figure out what's the right thing to do. So eventually I'm like, okay, we got to go. Some other guys come and they're like, hey, like she actually can't be here on the floor anymore. Like it's going to cause a problem. And then that's when like, you want us to get paramedics and get her out. It's like, okay, like, yeah, let's get her out to like someone, but let's not go through the front thing where all these other people are leaving. Yeah. So we cut out the side. I'm carrying you and then I carry you onto like a, I don't know, it was like a little off-road four-wheeler thing or something they had in the back with like a stretcher thing. And they were like, oh, I'll just put her in the back and then drive. But then you would have been like laid out on like a stretcher driving by all these people. And I was like, no, I'll just carry her. So I carried you like sitting in the front of the thing, like literally carrying you.
I know.
And you're like not, you're dead. Like she's limp.
What if I would have died?
Well, that's why we got you to the fucking hospital. I was scared. So... So we're like, but then these guys all seemed really calm about it. Like the paramedics is up there
this like the 19th drunk bitch.
Not even just that. They're like, they're used to even people getting drugged.
Yeah.
Cause they're like, yeah. Cause I was like, what do you guys think about like looking at her? Do you think she's drugged? They're like, yeah, probably. It happens all the time here. So they were like, it wasn't like a, oh, this is bad. Yeah. They were like, just got to get her fluids, take her to the hospital, whatever.
Yeah.
So this is what fucking the longest part. So we're out in this like area. They parked the thing because now we're waiting for the ambulance to pull up.
Yeah.
And waiting for the ambulance was like the worst part because I'm standing in fucking mud.
I owe you
mud.
A new pair of yeah. shoes. I My do. Shoes are I should have brought them here.
It's all good. It's all good. We're sitting there. So like literally imagine I had to put the security guards, the security paramedic guy saw me like holding your head up, like literally by your forehead because you didn't want to sit up. Every time we were trying to sit you up so you can just sit on your own, you were like, no, you wanted to like be like with your head down, like you were going to try and throw up, but you never threw up. So you were dead set. Anytime we tried to like push you up, you were like, oh, I want to go back down. I was like, all right. So she kept going back down. So I end up holding like your forehead is in my palm and I'm just sitting like this. And eventually he brings me another chair so I can like prop my arm up on it.
Oh my God.
I'm sitting there for like half an hour.
Responding.
Doing this, like holding. And then the guys are all saying.
I wanted to give you a good arm workout, Bradley.
Yeah, it's sweet of you. Thinking of you. I was like, how the fuck did I end up doing this shit?
I know.
That's the thing that tripped me out. I was like, what the fuck? Why? How come I
You're
became
an
that
angel.
Guy? I was, but the reason why I did it, and I, because the guys were asking me, they were like, how well do you know her? I was like, I don't really know her that well. Like, I kind of like, just like, I think it was the first time we ever.
That was like the first night we like actually like
yeah.
kind of met.
Yeah, besides the party thing, and that was the first time we ever actually spent time together, but not really because you were partying, then you were drunk, and then I was just taking care of you.
I know.
So I was like, this is weird. And the guy kept saying like, man, you're such a good friend. Like, how long you guys known each other? And I'm like, I just
30 minutes?
Fucking now. And so yeah, I'm holding her head up, and eventually the paramedic, like they're like, okay, the ambulance is over there. I'm like, oh, we're gonna like wheel her over there. And I was like, oh fuck, because there's still a bunch of people waiting to get picked up. So I like,
Isn't
I was like, can you get
part?
Them a? Yeah, I was like, can you get her like a towel? We can put it over her head so people don't fucking try and like take pictures and
That's
shit of you.
So nice.
Yeah, we get you in the thing, right? This is when it started to get funny though. It's not funny. Nothing about this was funny, but.
You have to find humor in it.
Yeah, but when the people in the paramedics were like asking me questions when we're driving her to the hospital, they're asking like, "Would you know if she has any like allergies or contact stuff?" I'm like, "I don't know any of this fucking information because like I don't know."
Yeah.
But so then they're like, "Well, did she take any medication?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And then like she knew that they were saying that, but wasn't saying anything. But was like, "Does she take medication?" And I know she heard it because she's like she pointed at her purse or something.
I'm telling you, I could hear everything. I just couldn't make my mouth.
So then I look in your purse. This is the funniest part. I look in her purse and I'm looking through stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she takes birth control. And I'm like, and I look at the days and it was like Friday or some shit. And I was like, but she didn't take today's.
So and I remember I was like, everyone laughing.
I'm everyone in there was laughing.
I'm dying.
But it's so funny. Like, I mean, it was like I wasn't filming a video or nothing. But for some reason, I was like, I had to make light of this because it was so.
Fun. Like you had to. Like
it was
even
weird.
Like. You had missed, obviously, we got to the hospital and stuff, and, like, finally when I'm coming, like, they had given me so much fluids and had tested me for everything, and, like, finally they're like, you need to start walking or you're gonna, like, we're gonna have to keep you longer. So I literally get up and I'm like, I have no, like, I literally just have my shorts because they had to take my, like, things, so they cut, like, my shirt off. So I'm literally, like, walking around. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll walk. And I'm, like, completely topless. Like, no, you have to put, like, a gown on. I'm like, do you not know who I am? I do everything topless. I'm, like, trying to walk.
Still fucked up.
Yeah, still
I
just,
wonder
like,
what time, because we left you there. Eventually, I got you there. And then I left you there with an assistant.
Yeah.
And
I think it was my assistant. No,
your assistant. Your assistant was on the phone. I talked to them. And then it was with someone else's assistant. But we got you there. You were there. I was there with you for probably, like, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. And then I was like, I got to go to sleep because like I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think it was like fucking 3 a.m, maybe 4.
You did your due.
And so how long till you woke up?
I was awake. I remember like obviously having to pee and stuff. And like I remember coming to senses but still being like not feeling good. And I would go in and out of sleep. Like I'd wake up, feel fine, be like, nope, go back to sleep. But I got out, I think around 9 because I had to launch the magazine. It was the first. And I remember getting out at like 9 a.m. I literally had to do like the walk of shame through the fucking hotel lobby in a fucking hospital gown. Got up there, crashed. Nice. And I remember, I don't even know why, but my internal clock went off at like exactly when I was supposed to post at noon. And I shot up and I literally told my, I was like, I need my computer. And she's like, are you okay? Like, this is the first like time you've like been in your body. And I'm like, I just need my computer. I need to post the magazine. Like, that's the only thing I remember. So I was like, after that, came back to life, but was just like, embarrassed. Oh, it was terrible.
When you got back, what was everyone saying? Like, were they like,
I think honestly, like, I've heard so many nightmare stories from that night of people just being so like fucked up. I don't feel like anyone kind of saw me go, like, I don't know. I just,
so funny.
Everyone, if it literally wasn't for you, I don't know what would have happened. That's the thing. Like, I probably would have sat next to that plant until
No, you would have been on the couch still. You
yeah, I just would have woke up on that couch.
I think they maybe, I don't know what would happen. Maybe the paramedics would just brought you to the hospital anyways. Because you were fucked. Like, it was bad.
Thank you.
But yeah, it was a good story.
What kind of shoes did you have again?
It's all good. It's all good. There were some Nikes. They were nice. They were like turquoise. And then now they're brown. They're still nice. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. They're just shoes.
It does. No.
So,
we need more nice people.
It's all good. We can't, I just want to talk about your dating life so bad, but she just doesn't want to.
It's just because dating, like, I don't know. Like, I've tried keeping it so, like, my dating life, no matter what, just kind of off social media, because I feel like people will always have something to say about everything you do. So it's like, even when I'm just dating, but like dating, like, I don't know. You can probably agree that this is like dating in this industry in LA is such a fucking nightmare. Like,
you don't do it. It's bad.
You don't date?
I don't. I wouldn't do it. No, hell no. I don't date.
I don't date.
I wouldn't do it at all.
I literally, it's like, it's just, I don't know, because like my biggest downfall is wanting to see the good in people and just trust that like they have nothing but good.
Well,
it's
not a downfall. That's against,
no, because you get fucked over time and time again.
You have to look for the good. You can't just be like, okay.
Yeah, but I wish I could look for the good, but also see the bad and be like, oh, okay, does it really even out? You know what I mean? And for me, especially when I like truly like someone and want to like pursue them, I just see good and I'm like, oh, like if they make a mistake, I'm like, oh no, like it was just a mistake, blah blah, and like want to just feel like they're just a good person. And sometimes people aren't, you know what I mean? Like some people are just sometimes bad people, but I will literally like try and find it in me to just find the good and be like, oh no, they're just an awesome person, even when I'm like, no.
Damn.
Maybe they're not.
So for the guys out there who are trying to date Julia Rose, how do they how would they court you? How would they find you? How could they get a hold of you? What are the three things you look for, like right away when you're like, you go into trying to date somebody?
Someone that can make me laugh. That's like number one. I know it's like so cliche to say, but like if I can just laugh with them, like that's the number one. Like, cause like looks and everything's gonna go away. You know, eventually I'm gonna be old, gray, and saggy, and like I just gotta have someone that can literally make, like, we can have a good time together, and just someone with depth. Like, I like someone who has been through stuff and has like a lot of depth to them and can like hold a conversation and not be on their phone. Like, that's something really hard to find, not be like always on their phone and quality time. Like, that's my love language. What's your love language?
I think one of mine is touch.
Really?
Yeah.
I always just love like I don't know, just someone, especially like if they're always busy or they have a lot of work, them taking time to like make time.
Do you think that's number one then for you is quality time?
Yeah.
Quality time.
For sure. Quality time or like acts of service in the sense of like, you know, if they see your gas tank's low, like filling it up for you and being like, you go to work or to the gym, you're like, oh, my gas tank's full, my car's clean, like this is awesome. But I could care less about gifts. I could care less about, I mean, I guess physical touch always has to be there. Like, you have to be I have to be attracted to them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that does play a part, but like, I just feel like, especially these days, finding someone who like genuinely cares and like wants to be put someone else first is so hard to find.
Yeah. They say I'm really caring, huh, Steve?
Oh, do they, right? Steve?
Steve's like, fuck no. He's like, fuck no. So I'm super caring, right, bro? A little bit. Yeah, see? See?
Does he care for you, Steve? You can tell me. Blink twice if you need help.
No, yeah. I'm an asshole about it sometimes, though. I'm definitely an asshole about it sometimes. So, have you dated anyone in the industry?
Yes, Bradley. I've dated one person in the industry.
Well, it's already on the internet.
Yeah, no, that's on the internet. Yeah, I have dated one person in the industry. You may have, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We won't talk. I know, because you don't really want to go into it, but we won't talk about it. Prior to that, then, prior to dating in the industry,
I've only dated one person in the industry ever.
Outside of the industry, then. Yeah. How old are you, by the way? You're like 24?
I'm 26.
Oh, I thought you were like 24.
I wish she's, I could 24. Go back. I'm 24. That's good. Yeah. Can I just change my age? Like, well, I think how at some you point, legally change your name? Could I just legally change my age?
I mean, I think at some point, don't people just like
start lying?
They're just like, yeah, I'm 30, but they're like 34, and I'm 30 every year.
I think I'm gonna change. I'm gonna be 24. Fuck 26.
That's a good age for you.
Yeah. It looks 24.
Good. So you're 26?
24. Damn.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 24. Yeah, she's so 24. 26, it was kind of, you know? You're getting up there. 24. Which 30 is like, ooh, for a girl, now it's fucked up. I'm about to be 31. I'm a fucking old man.
No, you're
28. 28. Yeah.
That's good on you.
28's good. Yeah, I'm 28. Going on 28. Staying 28. Wow. Age is trippy. When did you get it? This is actually about an age thing and time thing. When did you get on social media?
So I was on an MTV reality show like for 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. And it was kind of after that. Like I had obviously had an Instagram, but it wasn't like, I just didn't take it serious. I honestly am not like, I don't really like social media. Like I get what it does and I get like, it does help some people be successful and that's awesome. But to me, it was like such a shallow, like pictures of food, do this, what?
No, I just need to clarify something.
What?
She goes, I don't really like social media. This is, we're talking about,
what?
Whoa.
Sari's talking.
We're talking about 4.3 million, it's Julia Rose not liking social media.
Okay. I just don't like that it really doesn't show depth. Like people, like this, I love. Like this kind of social media, I love because people can actually like.
Yeah, get to know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you go on my Instagram, what are your initial thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
She's a hoe.
She got titties almost out with a banana in her mouth. What's going on?
But it's like a movie character, you know?
I know.
Play it and
I know.
It's fine and it's fun, but you have to find a balance and like, how do you balance who you are genuinely?
Because this is not really real.
No.
It is. Like, this. These are, like, photos of you, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But, like, it's not like you just walk around and you're doing this, like,
it
day
is
to
literally
day.
The trippiest thought if you think about it. It's, like, a form of currency that could literally disappear overnight. Like, what if we woke up and literally all followers, all social media were gone? Like, I feel like some people might have fucking pain, like have no meaning because it's gone. And that's what, like, literally trips me up. Like, I've seen, like, psychiatrists and stuff and have talked about it of, like, how do you balance who you genuinely are on the inside and what you do, because like social media is what I do. It's not who I am.
Right.
And it's like, especially when it goes against like growing up in the South and my family, and it kind of goes against what I was raised to believe. And it's just like, it's a trippy, like, how do you balance it out? How do you show people who you are, but also play a role to the people that want to see that role being played?
Yeah. You know? It's definitely, it's fucking interesting. Cause like what you identified, obviously, like must've been a bit ago, but I mean, before you started Shagmag, was like that in between ground of like, an opportunity for something like what you're doing now. And it's, I know it's super successful. And then like having to play the role to make that what it is, because you had to do that.
Yeah.
And then also, obviously you enjoy it to an extent, but then there's also probably a whole nother side of you that, like you said, people don't really get to see. I think it is just doing more things like this, maybe even on your own platform, like doing things where you're just more speaking, because that's what it comes down to.
I mean, it's the entrepreneur, like, people see that side. They see the model side. They see me promoting the magazine and being, you know, Julia Rose. But like, people don't see the entrepreneur of like hustling. You have to fucking hustle. It's a 24/7 grind of like waking up. And I think that's too the hardest part of balancing the like influencer, where you go out and you network and you want to be at clubs and you want to look good and you want to like care about how you look. And then the entrepreneur side, where you want to wake up at 6 a.m., wear sweats all day, you know, being in the office and just like not going out, and you want, because you know you have to get up early, and like, how do you balance the whole, it's a whole balancing act, and I'm not doing a great job with it, but
I don't think, I think it's a constant learning experience too.
It, oh my God, there's so much learning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this shit for fucking forever. Like, I've been doing social media fitness mostly in the beginning for like the last 8-9 years. Like, I was on Instagram day one. I remember I had 10,000 followers on Instagram. Listen to this shit. On Instagram, and that was cool. I was competing.
Back,
I swear to God.
My day.
No, I swear, it's crazy, right? Like, I have screenshots of this shit, like the old looking Instagram thing. I remember I would go to competitions because I was doing like competitions. I was a trainer. When I would go to shows, they'd be like, "That's the guy." I remember people would say that that's the guy with 10,000 followers. Like, it was cool.
That's
swear
so
to
cool.
God, and it was cool at the time because no one else, everyone else had like 100, 20, 50.
Yeah,
because it was that new. But it's just a trip how like this whole thing has become so ingrained in everything else that we do.
I know.
But like you said, this whole balancing act now about like life and who we are, and like, but then the outside representation of who we are. And then obviously then that affects like relationships, potential relationships, friendships, business relationships.
So much.
There's this whole, it's just brand new. Like, there's no book on how to do this and how to do this right. So it's like, we're kind of all just figuring this shit out.
I know. And I mean, even imagine like going pitch investors, like, it always like trips me out, not trips me out, but like, how do I go into a room with the highest Silicon Valley investors, throw them a magazine and present it when I'm nude in the magazine and present it as an entrepreneur giving like churn and like, you know, our growth and all this stuff, and like really pitch them on like, yeah, that's a role. and it's not who I am. Like, this is who I am. And like, it's just, it's hard. It's a balancing act of learning how to, it's like a heightened, I'd say like social media is almost like a heightened, like 10x of who you actually are. Like, normal Julia Rose is free, like wants to run around topless and has grown up thinking like, oh, well, why can you be topless on Instagram, but I can't, like, but I think I just, on Instagram, taking it to an extreme, and like, you kind of push.
I mean, you're almost topless though. When I look at this, there's a few photos I'm like, whoa, there's some photos I see on here. I'm like, how the fuck did she get away with posting that?
It's my Instagram gods.
Yeah. How are you getting away with some of this shit?
I don't know.
This one? How?
It's a shirt. I'm wearing a shirt.
Okay. Yes. You're wearing a shirt that's covered in water and your nipples are very visible.
Okay. But if you wore a white t-shirt and your nipples were visible.
I think it's because of the functionality of the.
What? Because mine make milk and yours don't?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're jealous? Because
I'm not. I'm not jealous. You're jealous. I'm not jealous at all. I'm just saying, I think.
Bradley's like, I wish mine made almond milk.
Almond milk?
2% almond milk? Half and half?
No, I think it's because it's. Actually, I don't know, to be honest. I think it's
just a thing of like. We're taught, we have certain things ingrained in our brain. Comes down to bathing suits.
That's it. I figured it out.
What?
It all has to do with bathing suits.
What do you mean?
Bathing suits. That's the ingrained shit. Because bathing suits forever, guys wear shorts. That's it. Right?
Yeah.
Girls have always had like top and bottom.
But that's not true in Italy and France.
So they're just, girls just have bottoms on?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a U.S. It's a, I mean, it goes outside the U.S. too, but I'm just saying like, it's our society, certain societies. Like,
I don't know. I think this is a 99%. I think it's because of bathing suits.
I think it's because of bathing suits, all the bathing suit industry.
This is all a fucking conspiracy. I think it's conspiracy.
Because boobs have been considered sex organs, which I don't agree with literally at all.
Wait a second.
They have!
They are, though.
No, they're not. My boobs are not a sexual organ. Are they? I'm going to Google it.
You got to Google that one.
Let's see.
I think they are because they produce the milk.
A sexual organ.
I mean, like, depends, like, sexual how, you know? Like, do you lick nipples? Do you lick guys' nipples?
Yeah, for fun. I'll be like, give me that nipple.
Oh, like, how?
Give me that nipple.
Do you say that right before you do it as well? Oh, that's hot. Whoa, let's go.
I don't know.
Are they? Did you Google it?
It says some example of sex organs are the vulva, obviously vagina.
Oh, this is all down there.
But common ones are breasts and nipples. So I guess like a breast. But then if it's a nipple, then your nipple's a sex organ.
This is what I'm telling you. It's all about bathing suits.
It's not about bathing suits.
Set the standard. That's what it is. So everyone thinks, okay, obviously you saw girls from any age all the way down for like little kids.
Because we're taught to cover.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying.
That's stupid.
It's the bathing suit industry. They're plotting
fuck
against you.
Fuck you, bathing suit industry.
That's who it is. You got to change the bathing suit industry.
Let's go after them.
Where it's like,
are you in with me?
I'm down. Let's fucking tear this. Let's tear it down. It's fucked.
Let's go.
It's not good.
It's not good.
They're just holding boobs down. But female boobs, not guy boobs. They're letting those boobs down.
They're holding them down.
So it's like, guys who have big boobs then wear top?
No one should wear tops.
No one.
No one.
What about bottoms?
I mean, if you want. Some people don't want to.
That's why they have nude beaches.
Yeah, they got nude beaches.
What's a perfect world for you then? What's the perfect world?
A perfect world is other people not telling what other people to do with their bodies.
Or just in general, huh?
Yeah, I mean, just in general. Like, I just don't see what I want to do. If I'm not physically hurting or like harming anyone.
Right.
Then I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why what I do, you have to be so worried about what I do.
That's, it's the internet.
It's insane. Like when I did the World Series, when I did the roller coaster thing at Six Flags.
I saw that. So they wanted to, they were like, we should arrest her.
Yeah.
For what?
I mean, I was arrested at the World Series, but.
Yeah, well, because you're not supposed to get on the field.
I wasn't on the field.
Oh, you just did this?
I just flashed behind home plate. I never ran on the, I wish I would have ran on the field.
No. Wait, so that they arrested you for just doing
that? Yeah, we were detained for like 3 hours under the thing. And I'm banned for life. I can't ever go to another baseball game.
Baseball's fucking boring anyways.
But now I have like FOMO. Now when they're like, you can't do that, I'm like, watch me.
Baseball though?
It's fun. You go get hot dogs, some nachos. Sick.
Yeah, but also like now we can't do anything anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a whole new thing.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Real life.
Yeah. How are you dealing with all this shit?
It's like an up and down. Like at some points I'm literally like, I'll be in my house working and I'm like, this really isn't that bad. Like, it allows you to catch up. It allows you to focus really, like, on stuff you wanted to focus on, but were so busy and couldn't. But then it trips me up that, like, it's just, like, the whole world's on pause. Like, it's so weird when you, like, actually think
except about,
like,
all those bills aren't.
That's true.
That's the sucks. Fucking crazy thing.
That sucks. But I just think it's so trippy. It's just, like, literally everything. I feel like you take for granted on a daily life of, like, oh, picking up a smoothie, going to get a coffee, going out to dinner with friends, going to work. Like, I just feel like it's, like, when they take everything, it's, like, and then, you know, we never know. We don't have an end date. It's not like where they're, like, okay, on this date, it's all back to normal. We're kind of just, like.
Well, I don't think it's going to even go like that. I think it's going to be, like, a slowly back to normal thing. Like, even when they're, like, you can go to things, they might be, like, only this many people can go in at one time. And you have to adjust for that. Like, me with my gym, I'm going to have to, like, probably have to deal with, like, I can only let a certain amount of people in. Like, legally, they might force me to do that. And it's interesting. I think the thing that's going to, that is getting affected most by this is just this whole idea and the whole thing of, like, physical distancing.
Yeah.
And not being around a certain amount of people. Like, the whole community vibe of just, like, life and people, I think, is going to be the weirdest thing that starts to affect people. I don't know how and how quickly it will start to affect people, but I think it's going to be, like, the social disconnect.
Yeah.
It's making stronger. Like,
when I was on, like, the reality show, what they did do is before, like, a couple of days before, they put you in a hotel room where you're by yourself, and they take your phone and your computer, so you have, like, no human interaction. Like, the only human interaction you have is when they, like, come knock on your door and ask you what you want for lunch or dinner, and they don't really tell you, like, when you're going to get out. And you're kind of like, okay, I'm stuck. It's a nice hotel, but, like, I have no...
Why were they doing that?
Because they want you to crave social interaction so bad that when the first day of filming comes and they put you in a house with all these people, you literally are like, I haven't had, like, human interaction. I just want to talk to people. I just want to, like, so, like, you, they start filming and you have been locked up and you're just, like, don't know really what to do with yourself because you haven't really got to talk to anyone. You don't have a phone. You don't have, so it's just kind of like a human experiment that I feel like we're all kind of going through right now. Luckily, there's, like, FaceTime and Zoom and all that stuff, but I feel like
it's still different, though. It's for sure different. What are you going to do when you get out?
Oh, my God.
What's the first thing you're going
to
do?
Go to a restaurant.
Oh, fuck. Sit somewhere.
And out. Like, that's me and Becca are literally like, what's our first meal going to be like when we get out? Where are we going to go eat?
Damn. That's probably my favorite thing. And I hear it sounds like movie theaters are going to be fucked forever after this.
I don't care about movie theaters.
No? You don't like going to the movies?
I mean, I like to enjoy a movie. And, like, if someone's, like, laughing too loud or kicking my chair or, like, eating, like, I don't know. I just kind of get, like, weird about it.
Did you decide what restaurant you want to go to?
No. Do you have any recommendations?
I mean,
I can't imagine the clubs. The clubs are going to be so lit.
This is what we're going to talk. So, damn. So, we're going to, I don't know if I can tell. Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to set up, like, this crazy fucking party.
Dude.
With the boys.
It's going to be, can Chag Mag be part of it?
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. We'll talk, you got to talk to Kyle about it.
Yeah. But I'm like, if I can't, but then again, I also think, like, are you going to want to go, like, initially when things open? Because I feel like there'll be another wave. Like, if everyone just, because obviously not everyone's going to be cured. So it's like.
Yeah. But.
Like, are you going to want to, like, go fucking balls to the wall? Like, the minute the club opens, I'm going to be like, oh, I want to go. But then another part, I'm going to be like, do you really want to go be, like, around all these people?
I mean, I'm not going to, I don't give a fuck about clubs. I ain't going to no club.
Okay, but, like.
Yeah, I mean, if you like clubs, whatever, right? I don't know. I think there's going to be some parties for sure. I think people are going to go crazy a little bit. And then probably get coronavirus. I mean, call it what it is.
Bud, like, Light next. The Bud Light virus.
Yeah. I think I already had it. I'm 100% certain I already had it.
When?
A while ago. Like, literally in late December. Because I did a video on my YouTube about being hospitalized. I was hospitalized.
Oh, yeah. You told
and
me
I was, like, legit fucked. Like, I was coughing till my head hurt. Like, it was terrible. I had never felt that bad in my life. Throwing up, hives, all kinds of crazy shit. And everyone was like, we don't know what. I got swabbed for the flu 3 times in 2 different locations.
But you had hives?
Yeah, I was breaking out in hives. I was like, so stomach weird. Issues, coughing till my head hurt. Like, I felt like shit. I lost 15 pounds. It was terrible. And they didn't know what the fuck it was. This was in December.
I heard about a lot of people getting, they did say that. Yeah. Like, if you got really, really sick, because Becca was telling me that the other day, she got really, really sick. Because
I was
in
sick for like 2 weeks, and then I got really sick the last week, and then it went away. And that's when I was in. I'd never been hospitalized in my life for anything.
Yeah, you can't say you've never been to the hospital.
No, I've been in the hospital a lot. I've been there a lot. I've been there a lot. We're going to say the reason why I was like, man, I wanted to help you at the time is because I've been to the hospital many times. And like, because I go there for like, you know, fucking anxiety, things like that. Where I'll show up in the ER, be like, I'm dying. They'll be like, no, you're fine. Take this Ativan. Fucking relax. But I knew like if I was in your situation that I'd want someone to help me. That's why I helped you.
The sweetest.
That's shut up.
No, really. It's serious. Bradley, like, I've literally, like, I even told you that, like, I genuinely in my heart have never been so thankful for like someone just trust, like, just you literally had my life in your hand. You literally were like, me, what could I do with this?
I was like, the world needs Julia Rose and Shagman. They need her. And I was like, I must protect her. And also, it was just like, if I left, I'd be a fucking shitty person. That'd be shitty.
No,
even though everyone else left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you were just went above and beyond and were like, I don't know.
What was I going to do? Be like, oh, good luck.
I don't know.
What? Then you would have just bowed and weird.
Yeah, I mean, even to the extent of you could have easily left me, like, you could have made sure the paramedics, you know, were coming and been like, okay, I'm out. Like, but you stayed the entire process. Yeah. Like, I feel like just we need more Bradleys.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to make shirts. We need more Bradleys.
That'd be lit. They'll be like, fuck that guy. He's a drug dealer.
Yeah. And I'll put it on the back and more drugs.
And more drugs. It's so funny how jokes on the internet, like, stick around for so long. Fuck, man. That one is sticking. But you got to run with it. I'm cool with it. I don't give a fuck. I'm cool with it.
Maybe you were the one that drugged me.
Oh my god, she already made this fucking joke.
No, Kyle and them started it.
Yeah, they start. Yeah, okay.
We'll finish it.
I never drugged her. Would never do that. And I don't.
I actually just just paid off that ambulance bill is no joke.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad, but it's like one of those nights, like
$8,000, right?
Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like, you're like, you probably should never do that again. No. For sure.
Well, it's not like you did it on purpose.
Maybe I wanted to ride an ambulance.
Yeah. Well, because there was that one point where we were like having this back and forth of like, do you want to get in the ambulance? And she was like, no. And then, but then she was like,
kind of.
2 minutes later, like, yeah, no, yeah, I really need to get on the ambulance. And then, like, you kept going back and forth and you were almost like, I was just going to get you an Uber and take you back. But then you were like, no, I want to go in the ambulance. And you're like, no, I don't want to go in the ambulance.
Kinda sounds it was this, fun.
I don't know. But then anyways, whatever. So fucking social media. Where do you go from here? Like, not from obviously the ambulance and all this stuff, but like, where are you trying to go from? And I always hate this question. Like, what do you want to do
like
next?
Like 5 years? But
yeah. Like, are you trying to make it the Shagmac thing? You're trying to make it legit like that? Like Playboy thing?
Shagmac is, it's going to take over. Like it's
on Patreon right now, right?
Yeah. We can't put this in there, but we're going to get off Patreon.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't raise any red flags with them because we're the number one Patreon account.
You got it. You remember this, Steve. Write this down because you're going to have to cut that out.
Yeah.
No, I figured. I know it's doing really well. So, yeah. Okay. I'll start it right here. This is where you'll come in at. So what are you going to do with it in the next 5 years? What's the plan with Shagbag?
The plan with Shagbag is to just become more than just a digital magazine. Obviously, we're a magazine right now, but like, we want to bring back that element that Playboy brought to Hollywood back in the day. The events, the parties, the, you know, just that where you can come to an event and you're not wanting to be on your phone. I mean, you can probably vouch for this. You've been at plenty of influencer events, just like I have. And like, they're really not that freaking great.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. There's this, everyone thinks it's something that it's not.
It's insane.
It's funny.
But it's like, I want to bring back where like there's an athlete playing beer pong against a fucking entrepreneur or a musician. And it's just like a old school house parties for like these industry people of just like, we need that back in LA. We need some like substance, you know, we need an industry or a place in the industry where women can come shoot this kind of content, have topless pool parties, but not have like, not do it because some rich guy's paying for everything. You know what I mean? Just come and like be yourself, but genuinely yourself. And like, not even like, obviously people are going to want to like take Instagram pictures and stuff, but not doing it to take Instagram pictures, you know, just literally doing it to have fun. And
what about, you've been to one of dance parties, right?
Yeah.
What about dance parties? Those are pretty lit.
Maybe for a dude.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I feel like they are lit for a dude, but for like a girl prancing around in lingerie, like with like 10 guys, how many guys per girl do? Like, there's like one dude per 50 women there, which I feel like,
again, I thought you were going to fucking fuck up that ratio, but it's for sure.
No. Well, I feel like for dudes, it's just awesome. And like, he does a great job with like the ambiance and stuff like that. But like, to me, it's like, I don't know. I mean, they're fun. Don't get me wrong. But again, it's like kind of those things you hear like dance party. And you're like, and for a dude, it's probably lit to walk around with a bunch of women and just lingerie, just like waiting for.
Well, I mean, shit. I'm just there for the free water.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
The water. The food in the water. The food's really good.
Yeah, the catering food is actually really good.
Shout out Crave, by the way. Shout out my guys.
Crave?
Yeah, they're lit. I love those guys.
The twins?
Yes.
I hung out with them in Big Bear once. They are so funny.
They're dope. They always hook it up.
I love them.
I only go there for the food.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
The food. He means food. The boobs.
No, the food.
Boobs?
I can't
hear you very good. Say it again. Boobs?
Food.
Boobs.
I mean, food. It's the same thing, right? Sex food, organ, boobs. Food. Same shit?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Eat it, sure, same thing, not? Anyways. Okay, so when are you going to start throwing parties then? That's the question.
Whenever we get all locked down, you know?
Look at this shit. So then your plan's done. It's fucked.
It's fucked. No, it's not fucked. I think it'll be even better. Like you said, though, I feel like people are going to just be so amped up. Like crazy. The parties, like the events, obviously you have to be careful of like who you invite and stuff like that. But I think it's just going to be like people are just going to be ready to freaking rage. People are going to be coming out like, it's going to be great.
Oh, fuck. Ready to rage. Why didn't you do, I guess you couldn't have done Shag Mag on YouTube. Why don't you YouTube?
So we do. We do have like Shag Mag, the Shag Mag TV, which is on YouTube. It just got to the point like no matter what we did like a workout pole dancing class completely clothed, but like we get a strike for it and then we couldn't post for a week and then we got another strike. Like it was just like everything was so sensitive and we're going to try and start it up again and like ease our way back into it doing like quick videos and stuff. But it was almost like, okay, we were putting so much time and effort to doing these like quick, cool vlogs, which were awesome, but to just get taken down, it's like you put all this work into something. Like imagine filming this and like not knowing if you're even gonna actually get to post it. So it's just kind of like it's a whole nother form of social media, which I think is great because they see you on video and they see your personality. But again, like Shag Mag is so like unfiltered and out there, and like we're running around topless, we're flashing people driving down the street, which is really fun, but like you can't show that. So it's like
there's a way to do it though. There's a way to do it for sure.
Well, do you have someone that can help me?
Who's filming your shit right now?
No one.
Oh, fuck. You were working with that guy. He's not. No? Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah, we'll bring it up.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fuck. How about that? How about like, damn, business is kind of rough, huh, sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, business all around. One, because like even when it comes to like printing agencies or like even banks, certain banks and...
They don't want to process shit. Yeah.
They don't want to work with you just because you're considered an adult industry. And it's just like... I get it, but I don't get it.
So it is considered porn.
It's not considered porn. It's considered an adult industry.
What's an adult industry?
Shut up, Bradley. It's not porn. Porn to me.
It's not porn. I'm not saying it's porn.
I literally will one day go classified into the court porn. And I will literally redefine porn. Porn to me is someone getting sexual pleasure by fingering them. Okay, I won't say fingering, but like.
That's fine. You can say whatever you want.
But getting sexual pleasure. So even a woman by herself pleasing herself, that's porn. A man pleasing himself, that's porn.
We talked about this. So you're agreeing. You're saying that porn is when you cross the line of like masturbating. Like,
porn to me is you're getting sexual gratification. You could be rubbing your tits all you want. Like you could be literally doing, if licking feet turns you on, licking a foot is porn. Like, you know what I mean? If you're getting sexually like stimulated.
Does licking a foot turn you on?
I mean.
Do you like feet?
No.
Are you not into that?
I like cuddling with feet. Like I like when feet touch. Like,
have you ever got your toes licked?
No.
Really?
Do you like feet? Are you?
I mean, it's nothing wrong with feet.
Dude. I don't know if I feel like I'd be so ticklish. I'd be like, I can't do it. Like even the thought of someone licking my toes kind of like makes my toes.
Do you have nice feet?
They're very flat. I have arches.
I have flat feet too.
I think arches are really pretty, and I have no arms. Like literally flat. Like it will go like this on the
ground. You're like me. You have flat feet. Fuck.
Sucks.
Whatever.
Yeah, but that's porn. I don't think a topless woman should be porn. Because if that's true, like, so a woman breastfeeding her child, that's porn?
Well, no, that's the... Oh, man. You can get all the women all fucking pissed off about... No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not porn. It's not.
That's what my dad literally had the same... I had the same conversation with him. He goes, a woman's breast is porn. So I said, okay, when a woman is breastfeeding a child in a restaurant, that's porn? Like, no, it's not.
So porn is when you're like, pleasuring yourself.
Yeah. Like, I think porn's, like, you getting sexually, like... pleasured by if it's yourself, someone else, another woman, like there's so many different ways of porn. But I think a topless woman standing there candid making fucking lemonade in the kitchen doing whatever she's doing, that's not porn.
You know, it's interesting though, but see, because like there's a benefit to this for you and for like what you're doing, because it's so taboo still. Like once you show it, people are like, I want to see that shit, which is why people obviously like a lot of people are subscribing to this because they're like, they want to see that shit.
Yeah, but it's also too what I've noticed a lot, which really surprised me. We have so many couples subscribed because what we like to do is we like to bring up sex conversations that maybe like say a woman is really interested in using a certain kind of sex toy, right? But she's like kind of shy about bringing it up to her boyfriend or husband. We write about the things that like maybe he's reading it and being like, oh, have you ever wanted to do this? And she like has, but hasn't really brought it up because she's been kind of shy or whatever about it.
For example,
For example, butt plugs.
Butt plugs. Yeah. Okay.
So say we write about butt plugs and how stimulus, like, or trying anal. We wrote about anal and like certain do's and don'ts of having anal. And like maybe a woman's wanted to try it, but you know, if she brings it up to her boyfriend, maybe he's going to think she's like, you know.
Awesome.
No, maybe.
Oh, shit. Weird.
So like say the guy's reading, we do a whole article and he's like, oh, damn, this kind of sounds cool. So he goes to his girlfriend. He's like, have you ever thought about trying anal? And then she's like, yeah. So then it kind of brings up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then it's funny, like this kind of medium, this podcast, you should probably do more of this.
Yeah, I probably should.
You should.
So it's like the first podcast I've done.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't remember doing another podcast. Oh, and I did Bob Menery.
Oh, you did Menery's podcast? Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to Bob. Love
shout
Bob.
Out to Bob.
You should definitely do a podcast then, because if that's the thing that you like, besides like showing girls topless and like the sexual, like visual aspect of it. Like the written form is awesome, obviously, because people can like read at their own leisure.
Yeah.
And obviously this, they can listen. But this, I think this is cool. It'll give you like a cool way to like, if you did conversations with girls or girls, whatever, girls and guys, like this would be cool. People would listen to that for sure.
Yeah.
You just add it to like, because I'm assuming you could probably, it's online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably put a section in there. It's like the podcast.
Add it in.
Shagmat podcast. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Because the same topics.
I'm going to steal your...
100% you should do it. It's the same topics, like the talking points, what you're saying, and just make a podcast.
You don't get flagged for stuff like this? Like anal, like...
No, fuck no.
They don't flag you for
iTunes
any of that?
iTunes is lit. I mean, if you...
Oh, iTunes.
So this is on YouTube. By the way, fucking subscribe, smash the like, comment below, all that good shit. But at the same time, this is on iTunes. Like, and it can get most of its viewership, a lot of viewership
on iTunes. I'm surprised
iTunes
isn't strict, because we tried doing the whole app thing, and you can't have an app with adult content like that either. Like Playboy's app in the iTunes store doesn't have anything topless.
Yeah, I'm assuming it has to like shoot it to the actual website.
So it's just insane to me. Like we can sit here and talk as graphically as we want about porn. But if I show boobs on an app, it's completely wrong. Which I just, like again, like even with TikTok too. Like TikTok is so, like we posted one where we were shotgunning White Claws and we were in bikinis. And they completely taken it down. But then I scroll and these girls are dancing. If you listen to the lyrics, I'm like,
man, it's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so you can dance to fucking the nastiest shit ever. But as long as you're wearing fully clothed, like you're fine. But if you're doing like nothing and you're just in a bikini, oh no. I don't know.
I guess it's a visual aspect of it.
Oh, but a girl going like sucking dick. Like I don't get it.
I know. I know what you're talking about.
Fuck.
Doing the ass roll thing and all that stuff.
I'm like, and I get it, like, do you? But I'm like, if you can do that.
And there's a lot of girls on this app who are like fucking 16 doing this shit.
And I'm like, okay, fine. If that's fine, that's do you. But like, let me do me too. You know what I mean? Like, let me be in a bikini if you can dance around to like deep throating, whatever. Like, and then I should be able to wear bikini bottoms.
God, fucking rage against the, I'm telling you, it's a swimsuit industry. Swimsuit. They were like, so they could sell those two pieces. They're making that money. It's fucking conspiracy. You should make your own bikini line. That's what you should do.
Just bottoms?
Just bottoms.
Oh, it could be just called Just Bottoms.
Just Bottoms. It's not going to sell, though. It's not.
Wow, Bradley.
It's
you're not. Already shooting my business plan
it's
down.
It's going to sell to everyone. It's not. I mean, do you think girls are going to buy that? No tops.
Yeah, I would.
What if there was like a detachable top?
Detachable top?
Like
what
you could wear
mean?
It. It would still be a top. And then you could be like, yo, it could not
be turn
a
into
top.
A bracelet.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking this shit turns into a bracelet.
And then you're just have, oh, I think I might do it.
That'd be fucking lit,
scrunchie.
Actually. Oh, shit. There you go. And then it's a top. Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
We're
there
doing
it is.
It. How much percentage do you want? Fuck.
Nothing. I don't want anything.
He's like, I just want new shoes.
I just want my new fucking shoes that you still owe me. No, seriously. You got to do a podcast. I feel like every time I talk to someone on a podcast, I'm telling them they should do a podcast.
Why are you doing that?
Because you should. It's like based on like your format of like the whole thing. It's like, why not?
Why not?
Because it's a better way to talk, like, than just reading something, talking about it, obviously. Yeah. It's just the next step up. But
I feel that.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
What size shoe are you?
Yes, what size shoe? 14.
I have to give you a new shoe.
13.
13?
Depends on the shoe.
Okay, what about the Nikes that I ruined?
13 and a half.
Okay, 13 and a half turquoise Nike.
I'll show you. They're actually right out front.
Okay, perfect. I'll take a picture. That's it.
They'll take a
picture.
And
then train me. When are you training me next? I want to work on my booty.
That's true.
Yeah, I do a training.
You need work on that.
I know.
I'm fucking with you.
No,
I
do.
But
even like the training, like the little bit of training we did that one day, I'm like, damn, like if we did
what?
A whole day.
That got you? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just,
oh my God.
You did so many different things that it was just kind of like, oh shit, like this could be really, like a day with you would be
like
insane.
I'm not going to say that, but Yeah, that was bad. Normally I would have just said it. I would destroy you. And I'm like, wait a minute. Everyone's going to fucking clip that. No, you know, for sure in the gym like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've been doing that for years. I got you. It, yeah.
For damn sure. Easy. We'll set that up.
Cool.
Because I can't have anyone in my gym right now. So it's all just like me and the boys. And then tonight, I guess Mike's coming by.
Yeah.
And people get mad at me, though. And this is like, I want to point this out. People are like, yo, he's not quarantining and all this shit. Like, just I want to be fair, guys. The people that I have been working out with or I have like in my gym's not open. I don't let people in. But I've been with before all this shit started. Like, yeah. I've had daily interaction with these people. And like, because we did that video, like the beer pong thing. And they're like, oh, cool. Social distancing because like you're doing the beer pong thing. But then like there's just a bunch of people. But it's like all these people have already been around each other enough where it's like if we're fucked, then we're all fucked anyways. Like, it's not
we're going down together.
We're not going out and like getting random people and saying, come join this party thing. Like, we're social distancing together. Like, it doesn't work that way. So, when this shit's all done, obviously, I can't wait to open my fucking gym again. But in the meantime, I'm just using it literally just to make content because that's the only use of it right now.
Yeah.
It's just fucking closed, which is a little sad. It's a little sad.
I bet it is. But you have a nice ass gym.
I love it.
Love it.
It's dope. Is that the first time you've seen it?
Yeah. It was so dope. Honestly, one of the nicest gyms I've seen.
That's cool. I appreciate it. You'll have to come back and actually train.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share?
Nope. Subscribe to Shag Mag.
Subscribe to Shag Mag. Subscribe to CultureCast. Drop a like. Comment who you want to see on the show. By the way, guys, I'm going to start posting these once a week. So Julia might be the first. She might be the second. You think you're second.
Aww.
It's okay. Boom. But you're like first, though.
Boom.
But you're like actually first. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like in life.
Yeah, I know.
You're like first, but like we're going to post
you. If you ain't first, you're last.
We're going to post you second, but you're first. Aww. But you're the first one we filmed on the comeback. Because believe it or not, I've been doing this podcast shit for like 3 years. I just haven't been consistent with it.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, yeah. So that's it. Is that all you got?
That's Shag all Mag? I got.
Find her on Instagram. You guys already probably seen her.
ITS Julia, underscore Julia Rose. I know I always say ITS because people, when I say it's underscore Julia Rose, they just do underscore Julia Rose because I'm like, it's under.
I think if they just type Julia Rose, they're going to find you though too.
They better.
They will. And now hold on. One more question. Julia Rose. So you made that name up then?
It's not. No, my middle name's Rose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me your fucking last name.
No.
God. I want to know now. No. You're going to tell me off camera?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then also that guy who drugged you. Tell me that guy's name too.
Yeah, I will.
Damn, that's crazy. Never look out for that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
All right.
Subscribe. I love you guys. Thank you for the support. Thank you, Julia.
I love you.